Blog Talk Radio.
Lift up your
was darkness upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God, there is Ruach Elohim. He's the blast of God. He's the breath of God. He's the wind of God. The Lord is that Spirit. He is God, Ruach Elohim. And we welcome him here.
Hey!
come and fill this temple. Fill this place. When we say this place, it's not just the physical atmosphere. This temple. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Blast, wind, and breath of God. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Feel this place. Odala Mara Shaila. Can you take this? Where are my salsa people?
He who died and rose again.
On your wedding day, you're gonna sing that. Can you see what the Lord has done? When you walk into that property, can you see what the Lord has? When that healing happens,
what we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. See what the Lord has done.
Brought it to pass. Hey! what we waited for.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. 1 Samuel 2. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as the Lord, but there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogance come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bowels of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are girded with fear. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren have borne seven, and she that have many children wax feeble. The Lord killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. The Lord maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his sins, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, but by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of the Lord shall be broken into pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. The Lord shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Praise you, O God. We worship you. We glorify your holy name. We bless the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. We adore you, Almighty God. We bless you, Almighty God. We praise you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. But every day is a day of thanksgiving. We adore you, O God. We love you, Jesus. We exalt your name, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. Praise you. Father, we come to the throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon each and every one of us this morning. Have mercy upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your mercy morning. Be merciful unto us. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Yeshua, have mercy. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let the blood of Jesus bring healing to our spirits, souls, minds, and bodies. The blood, release the blood of Jesus in this service. We release the blood of Jesus in our environment, in our atmosphere. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Let the blood that gave us strength from day to day, the blood will never lose its power. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus. Oh God, let the blood speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for each and every one of us this morning in the name of Jesus. And not only this morning, every single day of our lives. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus, our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. We cover our siblings, our nieces, our nephews in the blood of Jesus, everyone under the sound of my voice and their families, including myself, in the blood of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we pray for a mighty move this morning in the name of Jesus. Move over our lives. Move over every situation in our lives. Let there be light, O God. In the name of Jesus, perfect all that concerns our lives, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. Lead us, guide us, teach us, Holy Spirit. Have your way in our lives. Move over the lives of our children. Move over the lives of our grandchildren. Move over the lives, Holy Spirit, of our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Move over the lives of our spouses, Holy Spirit. Move over each and every one of our lives that are here this morning, those that are with us this morning, and those that will listen at another time. Lord, Holy Spirit, move in this service. Holy Spirit, move in this service. Move in this service. Holy Spirit, release your power. Release your anointing. Oh, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, the living God, let us feel your tangible presence, your tangible anointing. Holy Spirit, the anointing that breaks the yoke. Oh, Holy Ghost, we thank you. We bless you. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, we need a refreshing. Renew our minds, renew our thoughts, open our eyes of understanding. Holy Spirit, fill up the empty ears of our lives in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Spirit of the living God, teach us how to walk in the love of God. Teach us how to forgive as you forgive us. Teach us, Holy Spirit. We need you every minute, every second, and every hour. Oh, Father, we thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, Father, we have put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Oh, Father, we put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, our nephews, and each and every one of us here this morning. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to assist us, minister to us, and do your biddings. in our lives. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for in your presence there is fullness of joy. Thank you that you are always with us. Your word says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you to the end. And Lord, we thank you that your word stands. Your word stands forever and ever and ever. We stand on your word and your promises. Lord, every word you spoke will surely come to pass. Every prophetic word, prophetic promise, every prophetic word, every word comes to pass. For Father God, we thank you and we bless you that every prophetic word spoken in our lives will surely come to pass. For Father God, strengthen us. Strengthen us. Help our unbelief. Help us to believe in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, we worship you, and we glorify your name. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. I want to welcome you once again. I am Apostle Marco Puraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this morning in the name of Jesus. Let us look where I read for you 1 Samuel chapter 2. When Hannah was praising God for what he had done for her. And so we started with this morning with the praises and the thanksgiving. Hallelujah. The Bible says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. And so we're going to look at 1 Samuel chapter 1. Now there was a man, certain man of Rephaim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, Elihu, the son of Tuhu, the son of Zuf, an Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of the city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the sons, two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters, portions. But unto Hannah, he gave a worthy portion. But he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoke her soul, but to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? Why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved, and I am not better than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. She vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall the razor come upon his head, and it came to pass. And she continued praying before the Lord, and Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken, put away thy wine from thee? And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Hallelujah. If I would name this sermon or this word, I would call poured out my soul before the Lord. Before the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you and I praise you for this word that is coming forth this morning. Father, let me speak your word in the power, in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I surrender to you, Almighty God. I decrease and you increase. Take over. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the word. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hannah poured out her soul before the Lord. Where there are times in your life when you are pushed against the wall, when you do not know which way to turn, when you have been laughed at, when you have been mocked, when you have been stepped on, when you have been rejected, when you feel alone, you do not know where to go, even though people might think you're okay. But there are times we smile, but behind the smile, there's a lot going on. There are times we get into that place in our lives. Hallelujah. And what am I saying to you? When you come to that place in your life and there's no one to talk, you know you can't say everything to a friend. Hallelujah. Sometimes they laugh with you, but they scorn you in your behind your back. They'll say yes, and you'll ask them to pray, but they'll mock you. There are certain things you cannot say to no one in prayer, except you go to God in prayer. Because you do not, and you cannot just trust anyone. I don't know about you, but I know that I've been to that point. And sometimes I'm saying, you, there's no one to talk to. Because people are so judgmental. People will pull on you and laugh and smile in your face and have a dagger in your back. Do you do when you're at that place in your life? Even though God has a promise, a prophetic word has been spoken to you, what do you do when you don't see? It's been years and years and years, and you see that word come to pass. mock you because you pray. People mock you and say, she's praying, but what's happening to her life? What do you do? You hear those things. What do you do? You see, sometimes we don't know what we carry inside of us. Yeah, Hannah, Penina had portions. But Hannah carried what? Worthy, the worthy portion. Yes, the worthy portion. And what? Penina had portions. So when you look at it, he says she had more. He said, but Penina, you see, people measure things by physical. She has 5 cars. She has houses. She makes six figures. She's doing well. But he's doing well. And people measure things by materialistic way. This person is this, and this person is that. And so we have a tendency to judge people based on what we see physically. And so we judge, we kind of know the future of that person. We say all kinds of evil and mean things. Then they have a tendency to do that. Human beings, that's how we are. We judge. And we continue, and sometimes we even reject, we gossip, we lie, we say all kinds of stuff. Because we look at the people on the physical level, but God looks at us on the spiritual level. So when you look at Hannah and Penina, if the world is looking at Hannah and Penina, the world will think Penina is better than Hannah. Because Penina thinks that Penina has the worth of portion. Penina has it all according to the world. She has all these children. She has all this thing. Even her children mock Hannah. Her children tease Hannah. Mark Hannah, her children have gotten to the point of being rude and disrespectful because they think that mother has it all more than Hannah. So Penina has allowed children to be rude. This is how the world do. Allow people to be rude. Allow people to be disrespectful. Allow people to say all kinds of evil against another person. Just because we look at people from a physical standpoint. So a man that may have 10 houses and we think is better than one who might have just one house and one car. Oh, yes, we look at, but God looks at the heart. Remember, in the same Samuel who's about to be birthed by Hannah, Samuel, God sent Samuel to the host of Jesse. And all Jesse, the sons were there except David. And Samuel was looking at too the appearance, and each time Jesse's sons passed, is that Jesse had his sons ready because they're looking at the looks, the physical appearance of the strength. And God said to Samuel, no, not this one, not that one, not this one. And God rejected all that looked good. And then Jesse remembered he had a son working in the fields who was David. David. God was looking at the heart of David. And that's when David was set for, anointed to be king. Man looks at the physical, but God looks at the spiritual. Hallelujah. Some year, what do you do when you get to that place? You have the worship portion within you, but it needs to be activated. You can't go around crying and having a self-pity party and complaining all the time because things are not happening in your life. You don't do that. Who's having a self-pity party? Who is? You keep crying and having self-pity and feeling sorry for yourself. No. What do you do when you come to that point? Stop complaining. Stop nagging. Go to God. You carry the worthy portion. Pour out your heart to God. Go before him as naked as you are. When I say naked spiritually, naked, let him know what all is bothering you. He's your friend. Let him know. Tell him what is going on. Although he already knows because he's an all-knowing God, but he wants to hear it from you to activate that worthy portion in you. Pour out your heart to God. Pour it out. Tell him everything that is bothering you. Stop walking around with this mask on. Take that mask off when you go to the house of God. Let God know when you're in your private room, when you're in your prayer closet. Let him know what's bothering you. Let him know. Take it to God. He's the only one can solve it. Your friends cannot solve it. Your parents cannot solve it. Your children cannot solve it. Your boss cannot solve it. But Nina will continue to aggravate you. She will continue. There are times we definitely need Peninnas in our lives because Peninnas will take you to your divine purpose and your divine destiny because you will get so desperate because Peninnas keeps teasing you. Peninnas' children keep mocking you. And so sometimes they need the teasing and the mocking because when you have all that teasing, then you know how to pour it out to God and let God know, Lord, I'm tired of what's going on. I'm tired of Peninnas teasing. I'm tired of being rejected. I'm tired of this and I'm tired of that. Lord, you told me A, B, C. Lord, you told me. And why is it has not happened yet, Lord? Help me, oh God. I need you, God. I've done this trying to do it on my own, but I messed up. I cannot make it. Get to that point. Hallelujah. You poured out what? Her soul. What's going on with you? Yeah, you might be pretending to your family and their friends. Everybody thinks you're just smiling. Everything is all right. It's not all right. Pour it out to God. And then when we look at us there, verse 16. Call not thy handmaid grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked him. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went away and did eat. And her countenance were no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early, worshipped the Lord, and returned and came to the house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So you see, when you pour out your soul to God, let him know he cares. And the Lord remembered. So Hannah did conceive. And that's why I started off with 1 Samuel 2. Hallelujah. My sisters and brothers, I don't know what's going on, but God knows in your life. But I'm saying to you, take the mask off. Pour it out to the Lord. It might look insignificant to others, but it's important to you. And what's important to you, important to God, He cares. Hallelujah. The activation of that worthy portion in you, the Holy Spirit is ready. But tell God about it. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word. And Lord, we thank you for all the bananas in our lives who has laughed and mocked us because of physical. But Lord, thank you for the worthy portion that is in us. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Thank you for perfecting all that concerns us. Thank you for releasing your promises and blessings. And we thank you, Lord, for your wisdom, Holy Spirit, that what the Lord has spoken will surely come to pass. Thank you, Lord, that we have a God that will never fail us. Thank you, Lord, for showing us how to walk by the Spirit and not the flesh. We thank you for a tangible breakthrough in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Join us this evening for the second night of our prayer conference, prayer services. This is the second night, and we have Apostle Mary Acid Atcher. She will be ministering tonight. So please join us at 7 p.m. Hallelujah. We'll be on the prayer line and the radio. Join us this evening. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Have a wonderful day.
you're gonna sing that.
Can you see what the Lord has done?
When you walk into that property,
can you see what the Lord has done?
When that healing happens,
what we've been praying for, He has brought to pass. See what the Lord has done.
Someone.
See what the Lord.